This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to one demographic in a crucial swing state in the presidential election, Pennsylvania's Amish, who avoid many modern conveniences and embrace simple living. A super PAC with an allegiance to Donald Trump has been courting Amish voters. The Economist magazine's Rosemary Ward was recently in Amish country near Lancaster. Rosemary, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Amish Americans often shun voting, some, not all. As a matter of faith and tradition, they don't seek public office as well. But what's this about Donald Trump's organization trying to get Amish people to vote for Donald?
Well, to be fair, it's not the Donald Trump organization. It's a super PAC founded by some Ben Carson fans who needed a new hero. And they looked to Trump. And they both had roots, the two original founders both had roots in the Amish community.
So you went to near Intercourse, Pennsylvania, and there was this big vote for Trump billboard or a pro-Trump billboard?
That's right. It's a bit jarring because you're driving along this beautiful pastoral village, and just past it, on the left, there's this huge sign that says, don't forget to vote, essentially, for Trump. And on one side, there's a buggy, and on the other side, it explains why Trump should appeal to the Amish.
Now, traditionally, many Amish who do vote have tended to side with Republicans, but Donald Trump is their man.
Yeah, going back almost a century, they've been a big fan of the Republican. In fact, the only Democrat I could find that they liked was William Jennings Bryan back in 1896, because he was very pro-farming. So for over a century, they've been fans of Republicans. Yet Trump isn't the typical Republican, as we all know, but he is pro small government, which they like. He's for fewer taxes, which they also like. And he says he will help the farmers when he's elected.
Now, dare I raise this, but divorce and bankruptcy are punished in the Amish community. Still, there are these other areas where maybe his platform resonates, as you say.
It's not clear how much they know about the Trump that we know, because they don't have access to television or the internet. Democrats are just as alien to them as a twice divorced, several times bankrupt politician.
But of course, Amish people do read newspapers.
They do. But I think most of what we see of Trump, we see on social media, which they do not have access to.
And there was a pro-Trump rally in the area, and some Amish people were spotted there.
There was more than a few. I'd say there were several dozen there, which was a bit surreal to see some straw hats among the crowd. And for most of them, it was the first time they had ever heard his voice. I saw some teenagers afterwards who had never heard a New York accent before, which was pretty funny.
Rosemary Ward reports for The Economist magazine. Rosemary, thank you.
Thank you for having me.